Hello and welcome to the Improving Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Boulay. Today, I want to talk about trying to go and live your life reacting to your emotions instead of not feeling them. I don't know if I'm the only one, and chances are I'm not. I'm in a generation where a lot of the times our parents went and taught us to go and stop feeling these emotions. If we were crying, if we were angry, I don't know if it made them uncomfortable, but we were taught not to go and show those kind of emotions, at least in front of them. And to the point where I know for me personally, I became very numb and was not allowing myself to go and feel sad and not allowing myself to cry or show anger. In today's world, we are a lot more conscious of having emotions and realizing that it is extremely healthy to go and have all of our emotions. But I think one thing that I know I haven't been taught, at least on my own, was it's not about not feeling the emotion. It's just reacting with them and living with them. So when something would happen, like I would get mad and then I would punch a hole through the wall, it's not the getting mad part I had to fix. It was the reaction of punching the wall. When I go and I'm upset and I am crying nonstop, it's not the upset and crying thing that I had to go and understand. It was, why am I upset and crying? And is there a healthy way to go and get to a point where I'm not so upset anymore? And it's just learning to go and have that control and realizing they're a part of us and they're a healthy part of us. So it's not stopping, but it's what can we do when those emotions get high? I have been on a journey for a long time trying to go and get back in touch with feeling emotion. I went and I was taught at a young age to not cry. It wasn't okay to cry. And it wasn't okay to go and feel sad. And because I was the oldest sibling, I had to go and take care of my younger siblings. And someone who is angry and crying all the time can't do that. So what I got told was to man up and take care of your family. I know that I'm not alone. And I know that this isn't just a man thing. I know little girls got told not to cry. I know little girls got told that big girls don't cry. Big girls don't act like this. Big girls don't show their emotion like this. Big girls don't get angry. And we all went and got wrapped into the point of, I don't want you to go and feel this emotion, so stop. And that's just such a shitty way to live. Like, I think there's a lot of people that know for sure that men I've been able to go and been taught not to go and feel these emotions. Men got told that isn't okay to go and feel sad. But the thing that a lot of people don't talk about is women got taught the same thing, just in a different way. We all got taught that it wasn't okay to have these emotions. We got taught that reacting a certain way was not okay, to the point where they got so suppressed inside of us that a lot of us just don't feel them anymore. Now, you can't go and just push one emotion away and that's it. You can't just push sadness away and then all these other emotions are still there. When you go and suppress an emotion, you suppress all of them. So if you went and you made sure that you couldn't feel sad or you couldn't cry, along with it is now your anger is impacted, your enjoyment is impacted, your excitement is impacted. So now that you went and you suppressed one, you suppress them all, and that's why so many people go and they feel numb. That's why they feel like a shell, because they got told that it wasn't okay to be angry and now they don't know how to be happy either. I know that I was taught this. I know a lot of people are taught this from their parents. And one of the worst things is I go and I still hear it today. I hear people that are 16 and 18 year olds going and telling their friends to man up or to stop crying or quit being a girl. Like, I go and I still hear these comments, and that means that we haven't broke the cycle of allowing ourselves to go and feel emotions, and we haven't taught what we should be teaching is the reaction of them instead of not feeling them at all. So we don't only go and get it from our parents or get it from that sort of like a role model. We're getting it from our friends and we're getting it from everyone around us that it's not okay to go and have these emotions. So we're getting told by everyone to suppress them, to go and don't show them. This has got to be one of the hardest things to unlearn. Because when you go and you suppress those emotions, and most of us, this happened at a young age, I would guarantee by the time some of us weren't even 1 year old, we would go and get yelled at for crying. And I've seen it. I have seen someone yelling at a baby for crying and tell them to stop crying. And to the point where now that baby has fear of crying. And at one, they go and they learn not to. And that's really depressing. That's really sad. So when someone goes and says, well, now you got to go and relearn how to go and feel these emotions and it's okay to cry, you got to go and you got to understand their entire lives, they didn't do it. By the time they were two, they didn't go and cry without getting yelled at. So when you're going and you're telling someone to unlearn what's going on, it's almost like you are unlearning everything that they know to go and try to get them to the spot where they need to be so they can go and they feel the emotions. And like I said, I've been working on this for a long time and I am not there. That being said, like I've went and I've gotten better. It's not like you're going to go one day not having any feeling of emotion and then the next you're going to have full control of all of your emotions. That's not how that works. And I've gotten a lot better than I've used to, but I'm definitely not where I want to be yet. And I think this is one of those journeys that I'm going to have to keep going down. And I don't know if I'll ever get to the point of being able to go and feel all the emotions. And to be honest, I don't even really know what that would look like. Like, do we have a standard that everyone should go and feel these emotions? And I don't think so. It's just going to look different for everyone. And you just really got to find what works best for you and how you want to go and live your life. I'm a really big believer that personal growth is a lifelong journey. So something like this, I go and I believe that you'll never be done. You'll never just be cured. It's going to be something that you're always going to have to go and work on. And there's going to be times with stuff that you've learned, something's going to happen and it's going to bring up the trauma from your childhood or bring back to your default of what you went and learned as a kid. And you're going to have to reverse and go back and do some of the things that you went and you've learned so then you can get back to like your happier state or get back to the state where you're still feeling the emotions, but and then you still have control of them. I believe that when you're going and you're learning to go and feel these emotions again, and you're learning to go and have the control of the reaction with them, it has to go hand in hand. And it kind of sucks. Like I kind of wish that I could go and I could just feel the emotion and work on that part. And then when I got to that part where I can feel all of my emotions again, then I can go and work on having control. But because it was such a big part of my life and because I went and I learned how to go and react to them before, it's going to go hand in hand together. So it's just finding what works best for you and what I guess that you want in your life. What do you want it to look like having these emotions again? And what do you want it to look like when you go and you can react to them? Something like for me, like I don't cry. Like I actually physically can't. It's just one of those things that I haven't cried in a very long time through something that I've went and I had to go through and I'm still working towards it. And one day when I go and have those emotions, both really happy and sad, I want to be able to cry without stopping myself. And I'm not saying that like, oh, I'm such a man, I don't cry. It is to the point where I went and I learned a long time ago that it wasn't okay to cry. And now I am trying to teach myself that it is okay and just taking those baby steps to get there. For some people, when they went and they seen anger, it would go and it would freak them out and they would have traumatic events on there. So I've met people that as soon as someone's voice gets raised or anger starts coming out, they completely shut down and to the point where they don't know how to go and get angry. So maybe it's going and understanding that anger is a healthy emotion to have and you want to learn to go and be able to get mad and being able to be okay with it instead of stopping yourself from having those feelings. This is really hard and I'm going to be 100% honest. I don't know if you can do this without a therapist. I've been seeing a therapist for a long time. I'm a very big believer in the mental health. And to me, I think that going to a therapist for your mental health is like going to the gym for your physical health. Like it's just something that we should be able to go and do on a regular basis. But unfortunately, for most people, they can't afford it. It's not part of our healthcare system. And it is very expensive to go. But for me, if you have the resources, it's one of the best things that you can go and do for your mental health. But I don't know how else you can go and you can do it. Like I'm lucky enough to go and talk to one. So I'm privileged enough to go and share my experiences and the stuff that I've had to work through. And maybe you guys can regulate a little bit with it. One thing that I've had to do was go and have healthy outlets. So if I want to go and control my reaction and have controls of my reaction instead of trying to control the emotions, when those emotions do come up, I got to go and I got to find a way that works for me. So for me, I wasn't allowed to go and feel sad, and I wasn't allowed to cry when I was a kid. So when those emotions are there, I get very, very uncomfortable doing it around people. So I will go and try to be on my own for something like that. And even then, I still stop myself and I don't allow myself to go and feel it. And I would probably say it's less than 10 seconds. I go and I stop myself from allowing myself to feel it. But at least if I'm by myself, I can allow those 10 seconds to go and feel what I need to feel. Where if I'm with other people, I just don't. So one of my healthy outlet when something like that happens is I go and I be my own. For anger, I go and I try to find healthy ways. So instead of like when I was saying like punching a hole through the wall, which by the way, I did a lot growing up, or I would throw things, or like I was an athlete, like I was really good at baseball and I could wail a ball hard. So it was something like I had to go outside and like pick up a rock or pick up a baseball and just start whipping it at an old piece of plywood or whipping it at a barn to go and relieve that frustration, because that my anger that was there, it was more of a healthy outlet to go and do some damage to a piece of plywood than it was punching a hole in the wall or fighting with one of my siblings, which me and my brother are 15 months apart. Like, boys will be boys, and we fought a lot. So when both of our emotions were high, that was another big thing too, is we would have our physical fights. So even growing up, I went and I realized that I had to go and I had to have different outlets because I was tired of throwing things at my siblings or damaging the wall or getting in a fist fight with my brother. Like, I had to go and I had to find ways to go and do what I have to do and still allow myself to go and feel that emotion. And because, again, I wasn't allowed to go and feel those emotions growing up, when anger was high, I went and I had to go and deal with that by myself because I didn't want it to stop. Like, I wanted to go and feel that emotion and let it do what it had to do to me, and then allow myself to go and calm myself down without anyone else around. At the time, that was the healthiest outlet I had because of how I went and I was growing up. Now it's to the point though where I went and I've taught myself that I can't feel emotion with people around. So that's now something that I'm going and I'm trying to break. So if it's something like I am angry at something that's going on, I'll go and I'll give myself time, because I know that if I can go give myself time, I can, that's how I can go and control my reaction. And then when I come back, I can go and I can talk with my wife about whatever what's going on, or talk to someone. And that was me learning that it was okay to go and open up with my wife and let her into how I'm feeling. Just like everything else, you're going to go and you're going to have different strategies and different actions depending on the situation. There's going to be times where you're going to go and you're going to need to be by yourself. There's going to be times where you need to go and talk to someone. Like, it's going to look differently for the situation. It's going to look different for everyone. So I understand that the stuff that I had to go through and the stuff that I had to learn, not everybody's going to have to learn, but I just hope like you can go and you can see something that you went and you had to suppress because you were taught to. Maybe you can go and you can find different ways to fix yourself of how you want to be fixed, and see if, and just, I guess, to realize that you're not by yourself. You're not alone in this. I understand that we were taught not to go and have these emotions, and there's different traumatic experiences that we went that has made us this way. But when you're an adult and when you're ready to go and take ownership of your life, this is where you're going to have to go and you have to work on it. Like, it may not have been your fault. Actually, it wasn't your fault. It wasn't your fault that you went through this. But now it's your responsibility to go and fix it so then you can move on with your life. I'm not saying that's fair. I don't go and I'm really happy about working on all this stuff that if all I was taught as a kid was to actually go and learn how to react to my emotions instead of suppressing them, I wouldn't have to be sitting here for probably the rest of my life on this journey to go and allow myself to feel how I want to feel. And it is frustrating, and I totally understand it, but it's still my responsibility to go and fix it and do the work that needs to be done. I no longer go and put blame on anyone. And for something like traumatic experiences with your parents, I went and I understood that they did the best that they could with the time and with the knowledge that they know. And if I go and I look at their upbringing, it was a lot worse than mine. So they were actually doing things a lot better than how they were raised. And when you look at my grandparents, it's the same thing. They weren't raising my mom how I went and think that they should. But when I see how they were raised, they were, when it was time for them to go and have kids, they were doing better than their parents. And I think that's just kind of a generational wave that we're doing. Like, we're just getting a little bit better every generation to go and give you or give our kids the best childhood that we can. And then just not taking it so personal about how we were brought up. No parent looks at their baby for the first time and say, I'm going to cause you so much trauma that your mental health is going to suffer. They want you to go and do the best. And yeah, maybe it wasn't the best that we know of now, but they did the best that they could. And I know it's hard and it took me a long time to get there. So if this isn't you, don't worry about it. It's just where I'm at. I went and I gave my parents forgiveness. And then I gave my grandparents forgiveness for how they raised my parents. And then I gave their parents forgiveness, how they raised my grandparents. And all I could go and I could do was just realize that I don't have any control of what happened then. I have control of what's going to happen now. And I have control of what I can do with my kids. You have to go and do this for you. And when you can go and you can stop blaming the other person, you have full ownership of your actions. You have full ownership of what's going to happen. You can go and you can logically think of, well, when I feel this emotion, I'm going to go and do this. And you've made that decision on your own. And if it doesn't work out, you can be like, okay, let's tweak it and get it this way. And if it does, then you'd be like, great, I went and I found a situation where if I go and I do this, I go and I feel better, or I allow myself to go and feel these emotions, or I can go and I can get on with my day. Just make sure that they're your decisions and you have complete ownership of what's going on. If it doesn't work out, it's your fault. If it does and you've successfully went and thought of another strategy, it's your fault. You went and you've done what you need to do and you can go and you can tweak what you need to tweak, because everybody's different. Even if you went to a therapist or if you went to some sort of like a support group or anything like that, only you is really going to know what works best for you. Now, like, those things are great to go and help guide you and get you on the path. And then people can go and tell stories about what they've done, or this is what I had to do. And you can go and you can use some of those things, but no one is going to be able to go and tell you 100% what to do. And you're going to know what works best. So I like going and planning when my emotions aren't high. I like thinking, well, when I'm really angry, I'm going to go for a walk. Or when my emotions are high because of this, I'm going to go and do this. It allows me to go and have a plan in place. So, and then when those emotions do come, I don't have to go and try to make a decision or try to sit there and wonder what I'm going to do next to make myself feel better. I've already set up the plan. Now it's just actually doing it and seeing what happens. Maybe it does nothing. Maybe it does help. It's really hard to go and say until you go and you start doing stuff and making your little tweaks. I think you'll always be working on this. And like I said, with like the therapist in the gym, like, I think the personal growth you're always going to be doing. So when you're going and you're doing stuff like this to go and allow yourself to make yourself feel better, I don't think there's ever going to be a time where you go and you just stop and you've got it. Like, life changes so fast and situations change that what might have worked 5 years ago for you won't work now. Or what works now in 10 years isn't going to work for you. Like, you're always going to have to go and do these little things to go and kind of get back to where you want to be. It's like the gym. Like, you can't go and sit there and lift 5 pound weights for the rest of your life and continually get stronger. If you've never gone to the gym, a 5 and 10 pound weights is a great way to go and get started building those muscles. And you can go and you can do the same 4 exercises to allow yourself to get stronger. But if you kept doing that for 5 years every day, eventually you're going to go and get to the point where it's not doing anything. It's not. So you're going to have to get bigger weights, or you're going to have to get different exercises. And if you don't know what you need, that's where a personal trainer comes in. It's the same thing with your mental health. You go and you start small. And for some of the stuff, yeah, you can go and you can do on your own. But when you want to go and really become the best that you can be, that's where someone else can go and help you out. And then you have multiple different exercises with multiple different weights to go and be able to develop to the person that you want to become. This isn't easy. This is going to be one of the hardest things I think that you're ever going to have to do. And just like anything that is worthwhile and anything of that you're going to have to go and get better with, it's going to go and it's going to take a lot of work. Like I went and I said, with all this childhood trauma and relearning all the stuff that you went and had to learn, like just like that 2-year-old that was taught that they're not allowed to cry, you're going to have to go and try to find the root of why you aren't allowed to go and feel that emotion, or why you go and react in a certain way. And I personally believe you're not going to be able to go and heal for what you need until you go and you find that root of what happened and you dig it up and you put something in its place of how you want your life to look. If you don't go and find the root, the reason why you feel this way, or the reason why you do these things, I just think that you're always going to go and end up falling back to it. And, or when you go in, you're thinking you're going to get better, there's going to be dark times that all of a sudden your old way of thinking comes back. I'm not saying that's not going to happen when you go and you understand why these traumatic events happened or what exactly happened. But at least if you go and you understand where it came from, you can be like, oh, okay, I feel this way because of this and I don't want to feel this way anymore. So now let's start working on getting rid of the root and putting in something different. I know that this is going to be a lot of work. I know that this is going to be hard. Like I said before, this is one of the things that I've been working on for years and I'm still working on it. But when you can go and have control of the reactions of the emotions, and when you can go and you can feel the emotions again, you're going to have more control of your life. Instead of living emotionally and not understanding why this thing makes you so mad, and then you go and you blow up and you lose complete control, you're going to go and you're going to find a way of why this thing makes you so upset, why this thing brings up such heavy emotion. Learn how to go and do something when that emotion goes and gets high. Be able to go and calm yourself down and then allow yourself to feel the emotion in a healthy way. You're going to have so much more control. You're going to be living your life intentionally instead of guessing what's going to happen, or even worse, having someone else control your life because of these emotions that aren't dealt with. I don't think that there is going to be ever a time when you're perfect at this. I don't think this is one of those things that you can be perfect at. So allow yourself to go and have grace and a lot of patience. Like, I've been dealing with this for 8 years actively, trying to go and figure out what's going on. So I know that this takes a lot of time. I know how much work I went and I've put into it. And to be honest, I really thought that I would go and I would get better. The first time I went to therapy, I thought within 3 sessions, I would be 100% cured and I would be good to go. And that isn't the case. So be okay with it taking time and allow yourself to go and heal the way that you need to heal. And just don't be too hard on yourself. This is going to be one of the toughest things I personally think that you'll ever have to go and deal with and go through. So it's okay to know that's going to be hard, and it's okay for it to go slow, and it's okay for it just not to go as fast as you think it's going to. And it's okay that this is going to hurt. In the dark times, I know this isn't going to be easy. I know there's going to be times where the reward doesn't seem to be matching the hurt. It seems like I am hurting a lot more than what I'm going to benefit from this. And it's okay to go and take a little break and take a little breather and allow yourself to go and build that strength back up until you're going ready to start again. But just don't give up on yourself. I know that with these little changes and how slow it goes, I know that it's so easy to think that it's not working. Like, if I've been doing this for 8 years and I'm still trying to go and learn how to feel all of the emotions I need to feel and do what I need to do when they do come up, it's so easy to be like, I'm not going to waste all of this time to go and work on this when he just said that's going to take 8 plus 10 years and he's not even where he wants to be. But I'm way better than I was, and it got to the point where I'm happy with my life, how it is right now, but I always go and I strive to get better. I always want to become the best version of me that I can. So I'm okay with it going slow and getting better over time, because really you're not going to even see all these things that went and have gotten better from you. It's like when you go and you get a puppy and you're like with the puppy all the time. And you're like, oh man, like this puppy just does not grow. And then a friend comes like 2 weeks later, a month later, it's like your puppy got so big. And you're like, oh, I didn't even notice. Yeah, I guess the puppy grew. you didn't notice because you were with it all the time. You're with it every day. Where that friend, they haven't seen it in a month and they seen what it was before and then what it is now, and they realize the changes. It's going to be the same thing with your personal growth. You're going to be in it. You're going to be working on it all the time. And then there's going to be times you're going to be like, oh, I'm not changing. I'm not getting any better. Why am I wasting all of my time? And then someone is going to go and be like, you've changed. You seem happier. You seem better. Like, what did you do? And I get that compliment all the time. What did you do? Because you seem a lot happier and you seem a lot better than you were before. And it allows me to be like, oh, I guess I am changing. I didn't really notice it. I don't feel like I've changed at all. But, and then I can go and look back, be like, I have. I've gotten so much better than where I was. And I'm going to go and keep going. So, and then in a year, I can go and be like, I'm glad that I kept growing because now I'm even better than I was today. Emotions are meant to be felt. We were never supposed to go and suppress them and not feel them at all. With technology getting better and better understanding of mental health, we can go and use these emotions to become the best versions of ourselves. But we're never supposed to just not feel them. So be okay when those emotions come up. Allow yourself to go and feel them and understand them. Don't go and push them down. Even though that's what we were taught for so long, that's just not the best way to go and do it. And it's not the best way to become the best version of yourself. I hope that I was able to go and change your mindset a little bit when it comes to these emotions and allowing yourself to go and feel them. I know this is a lot of work and I know this is going to be tough, but I really do think that it's going to be worth it and you will become the best version of yourself when you go and you put it into practice and you work on something like this. If you think someone would value listening to this, send it off to them. And if you've seen value, please put a rating and a review. It lets me know how I'm doing and it allows the platforms to go and realize that I am showing value and it's really the only way that I can grow. I'm going to leave all of my social media links in the show notes. Come and say hi. Come and let me know how everything's going. Let me know what you thought of this episode. Would love to go and hear from you guys. For now, get a little bit better every day and we'll talk to you next time.